Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Block Talk Radio. The top of this show is Laws, No Violations, U.S. Silver Liberties. Well, first of all, I wanted to say thank you for listening. And the topic of that I want to express is that I have been having some problems that I feel that are important to me, that are important for everybody, that Laws, No Violations, U.S. Civil Liberties is the topic of this show. And as an individual, American citizen, I should have I should be entitled to, you know, the protections that are given by the U.S. Constitution. In other words, the right to expression, the right to privacy, the right to all the laws that everyone else is entitled to. I find that recently, you know, I find that some things I don't feel are right. But I also am aware that when I make these complaints and make all these allegations, I have to be aware of the reality, the really real base, and how the perception that I come across. Because the truth is, when I speak about these things, as I mentioned in the past shows, a lot of emphasis that I'm trying to make is to be truthful, but to present in a truthful manner and a sensible manner, you know, for people to understand me. Now, when I make those allegations and they're repetitive, I'm aware that, and due to my past, that people misunderstand me because, you know, I have a unique way of expressing myself, you know. And I am more aware of the perception that I give off because sometimes no matter what I do, which doesn't matter anymore to me, is people don't know what to make of me. You know, they perceive me in their own way, and sometimes it's not true. So that is okay, you know. It's okay with me because I don't really care what they think anymore because people are going to make their judgments anyway. But what I do care about is the laws and regulations that everybody is entitled to fairness and justice. Because I have made alleged allegations, you know, about, you know, me being stalked, okay. I want to say that I'm not here to try to convince you otherwise of the truth because what I'm saying is actually truthful. But everything I'm saying is truthful, but despite not showing the evidence that that can be shown in this broadcast as you're listening, there's no way I can convince you. So the only thing that I can say, and with other allegations, is to express it and to leave it there. Because I'm not worrying about what people perceive me or want me to be or whatever their judgment. I'm not worried about that. I'm worrying about the truth. As long as I express the truth, that's all that matters. No matter how repetitive it gets and no matter what people say about me, because what is true, that's all I care about. As long as I speak the truth and live the truth, that's a more important thing to me, because I know that perception can cover up the truth, it can hide the truth. No matter how truthful something is, the perception of how it's explained or presented can obscure it, and I'm not worrying about that at this time. What I am worrying about is just telling it like it is, no matter how much I have to say it, because I am on this planet to be me. And as long as I be me and do what I need to do, as long as I'm following the law, that's the only thing that matters. And that includes expression. When I have these people allegedly driving back, and I, you know, this lady and this man, you know, I guess HR investment or in my nearby, you know, neighborhood or whatever, you know, driving around, and then they said they were either case manager, police, I don't know. They were saying this stuff from a vehicle. And I'm going to repeat, I do not hear voices. I don't want to hear, you know, if you have any concerns about my mental health, you know, you don't know me personally, and leave it to an expert, and everything I'm saying is truthful. So it doesn't matter if you think that way, fine. But the thing of the matter is that when I have this lady drive back and forth, you know, HRFS or wherever they come from, I realize, and nearby me, where I live, I realize that something is wrong with this system. you know, the amount of restraining orders when I went to court or the amount of calling the police won't do any good. It's just that the system, the laws have to be changed to protect me from people like that. Because the truth is that when I was walking out of this eye clinic and I saw this car and these people were doing conversation and yelling and talking, I'm like, oh my God, they were from over there. Why are they saying all these things? My thing is that the only thing I question is, why is this person not getting help, and why is this person not being apprehended or something, because this is illegal. Okay? Now, I've been having these problems for 12 years. I don't know why. All I know is that the truth is that no one should be following anybody around. And I don't know why this lady is mentioning case manager, police, or whoever, investigation, or whatever. This is a crazy person. And I'm like, oh, is that person from Bow Street or nearby here? I'm like, oh, my God. Why? Look at, you know, this color car. I'm like, what's they doing? And then I was like, oh, my God. I'm dealing with something that's so profound, I can't believe. Because this individual, in my opinion, had plenty of chances to make something of their life. They got plenty of opportunity to be with other people and to do something, do something substantial to make their life better. There are other people who will like them. Why are they, obsessed with me, you know? Then I also realized that I have made calls to the police department. I'm like, okay, you know, there's a possibility there could be a police investigation because I was making all those calls, you know. My thing is that I'm just telling the truth. I think they probably think I'm crazy or whatever, you know. So there's nothing I can do. I can ignore, but when it happens over and over again, I know what the rules are. The reason why I'm bringing this up is that, you know, I'm living in a place where, you know, I'm living near Hollywood. You know, I've been out here for a long time. You know, I was over the hill. I was over here. And some people are just toxic and not well, and they get obsessed with people. They do crazy things. You know, I mean, I'm not going to put them down. I mean, I don't know why. All I have to say is that that's illegal. You can't be following anybody around. When somebody mentioned things that are so profoundly perverse or don't make sense, I realize they have a disorder or some kind of whatsoever, whatever. Maybe they're having a bad day. I don't know. Why is this person not getting help or whatever? I don't understand this situation. I believe that this person should seek help. I mean, I don't know why these people are doing this. But I will say this. The laws state that you cannot stalk. It's very legitimate and it's very fair. And if they mention case manager or whatever, I don't have no case manager. This woman's crazy, you know. So I'm like, you can't be saying you're this or getting involved or following me around or something. I mean, God damn. I mean, I'm getting my eyes checked. I have something wrong with my eye. So if you're going through this, if you're having cases of someone stalking you, protect yourself, file restraining orders, do what you can, or just move out of the situation. Or if that can't happen, like me, you know, just do what you can to express yourself, because if you don't show the evidence of this going on, people ain't going to believe you. My problem is that Vicky gave me a camera to take a picture, you know, of these people, and I took pictures of cars, and I still have the camera on my table, you know. The point I'm trying to make is try to present as much evidence you can, and if you having trouble, getting the evidence, and you know what this is exactly what's going on, if it's true, do the best you can to do so. Even if you know what the truth is regarding this, and you're able to get people to understand your situation, that's good. If people don't believe you, it doesn't matter. It has to be truthful, But if you don't have the evidence, there's nothing much you can do except try the best you can to be truthful to if you talk to an officer or somebody of authority, and make sure that you've convinced them otherwise. If you can't, just do the best you can, because you know what the truth is, and the truth will set you free. However, you know, if it's somebody who's making up stories or hearing voices or something like that, then consider getting help. You know, there's, you know, in that situation, then the chance to solve the situation, take medications or whatever. You know, diagnosis is okay. There's nothing wrong with you. You know, if you have that, that's fine. You know, you're fine. You're a good human being. You know, you're not a bad person. We all go through something. But, you know, everybody goes through something, you know. There are people who are sick and mentally and who never went to a mental hospital or took medication, and they probably need to. There's a stigma against getting therapy and stuff like that. But the truth is, you know, we all need to get help sometime. I mean, there's a lot of crises in the world, and there's a lot of things that go on. But if you're telling the truth, and you're having trouble bringing the evidence or explaining to people, continue to do so. If they don't believe you, just continue to do so. Because a lot of crimes and a lot of situations have happened where people were not believed. I mean, Nicole Brown Simpson told people about OJ, and nobody believed her. Nobody believed her until she got, the incident where he came and broke the door down. But still, people thought it wasn't that big of a deal until what happened 5 years later, when it was too late. So the thing is that a lot of things and mysteries in this life, particularly with crime and crime victims and so on, or sickness, or, you know, things that involve violations that people don't see or don't want to believe. Realize that every human being, no matter how good their perception is, or they have a good reputation, or are on the in crowd or whatever, could have a skeleton in their closet. And I say this because laws are important. We need laws to protect each individual. We can't have no violations of basic common sense rules and regulations that protect me and you and allow us to have the freedoms that we have. I mean, this is America. I mean, we're living in the best country when it comes to the freedoms and democracy. That's why I don't understand why we were falling behind China and a few things, but we're still number one technically, and that's a good thing. I mean, if I was in China, or if I even some parts of Europe, and we wouldn't have all these rights. So it's important that we express ourselves very thoroughly, and no matter if somebody don't believe you, continue to complain anyway. Because if it's the truth will set you free. Because I'm going to continue to express it, no matter how many people disagree with me. No matter how many people call me names and say, "Oh, I'm making up stories about the stalking. Oh, I'm making up stories about the trespass." It doesn't matter. If it's truthful, the truth overrides everything. It doesn't matter how much perception have obscured it. It just tell it like it is. I will not make up some story like that or do something like that, because if I did that, I would know, and I would be in a loony bin if I make up stories like this. I mean, I can be come across as way out, you know. I mean, I can do, you know, complain about the same thing. I mean, I'm not doing it because I just have a problem. I have a mental problem, so I'm just going to keep doing it to piss people off, or I'm delusional or whatever. That's not true. And, you know, that's not true. You know, any other allegations of trespassing on my property? Again, I want to point out, it's illegal. is a law, a penal code, that you can get 6 months in prison if you get caught. You get a citation, and if you get caught the second time, you can get 6 months in prison. You can look it up. I mean, California penal code, the police told me this, it's illegal. No tenant, no nearby neighbor, nobody could do it. Okay? I have told the truth about the lack of evidence. And I'm praying, you're wondering, how come this is lack of evidence, this lack of it is the truth, because it was gossip with the same person coming around, because I said they were living in this building. So I'm like, you got some sick people living here? I'm like, why don't you just move? And that was another, I am trying, you know, I would like to live here, but I'm doing the best I can. Because it's important. There's no excuse to violate that trust. We live in America, where those liberties were given to us and laws to protect us. I mean, the point I'm trying to make is, if you're having trouble with someone who's obsessed with you, try to get a restraining order. If you're having trouble getting that, just call police. Do the best you can. Because there are a lot of things that are just hard to fix, especially if you're trying to get the evidence and do the best you can to explain the truth. And if nobody believes you, continue to complain anyway. Because if it's the truth and it's something wrong and if it's a crime and it's continuing to go on, you got to stand up for yourself. It doesn't matter what anybody else say, as long as it is the truth. I repeat, don't do something that's a violation or not true. I mean, I was called delusional. I was called crazy. I was called schizophrenic. That's not my diagnosis. I try to be fair to people, you know. I try. I mean, I grew up in a situation where coming from the East Coast, where I had to abide by these laws or I'm going to go to jail. I mean, I have to abide by laws that I was told, because if I don't, I'm going to suffer the consequences. And it's not just any law. I mean, it has to be a just law, you know. It has to be something that's sensible, where we can get along. You know, I don't want to live in no anarchist situation. Just, you know, not no dictatorship. That's an important theme that I'm trying to make. The civil liberties were given to me as an American citizen to do and be who I need to be and express myself without being harassed or being violated. When I'm inside my home behind closed doors, no one's allowed to go inside and tell me what to do. I mean, unfortunately, people have disagreed regardless of their political party. That's why, you know, someone who's open-minded, I support laws like gay marriage, because if they want to get married, fine, let them. I mean, they're not bothering you and me. I mean, it's only because of religion, you know. That's behind their closed doors. That's their personal business. I ain't going to go and look inside somebody's home with illegally. That's a violation. That's a personal business. They can go to, they can be charged. I ain't going to make a law and tell people not to have sex a certain way, and that's a violation. That's not fair. I mean, the important thing is that it doesn't matter what anyone else say. It doesn't matter how many people disagree with you. If it is the truth, do the best you can to take care of it. If you're having trouble like me with explaining it and bringing the evidence, continue to pursue it if it's a crime. If it's illegal, you will prevail. Okay? There's a lot of things that are going on in this world. All I know is that if I mind my business, respect other people's boundaries, make sure my mind is taken care of, there'd be less problems in my life. And if I choose to hang around positive people, I'm going to have positive consequences. I don't want to hang around negative people. That's the important thing. Those are very important things on how to get along with people. Because there are so many wars on this planet. There are so many tragedies. There's so many people put in jail. So many lawsuits. So many crimes committed, et cetera, because people did not mind their business. They did not respect others' boundaries. That's where it starts. Good night.